Very good morning to you all. Good. How are you? Awesome. We are grateful to the Lord for a very wonderful weekend. Praise God. It's good to see all of you. Too many familiar faces. This is like home to us. Amen. It is warm. We belong here. Amen. Though you may not see us all the time in the physical, because you dwell too much in the physical. If you were a spiritual person, then you would know that we are together, even as Apostle Paul tells the church in Corinthians, that though I may not be with you physically, but spiritually I'm with you. Amen. It's exciting to be one who is joined to the Lord, and you have become one spirit with Him. So in Him, in that union with Him, there are a lot of possibilities. You can be in places where they are not seeing you physically, and you can participate in what is happening. I feel very much to be part of what God is doing in this place. Amen. I was involved with you in the all prayer and fasting seasons that came out through the year. I'm in some of the groups of prayer, and when we had the 12-hour, prayer, the 72-hour, I was very much involved with that. Amen. So we are excited. And as I come to you this morning, I want you to feel that I share in the joy that we all have, that the Lord has been with us throughout the year. Amen. So we just want to look at the scripture that the Lord gave to this house in the beginning, when these prayers and fastings started, which is Zechariah chapter number 8. And verse is 19. Okay. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth month, and the fast of the seventh month, and the fast of the tenth month, shall be to the house of Judah the times of joy and gladness and cheerful appointed seasons. Therefore, in order that this may happen to you as the condition of fulfilling the promise, love, truth, and peace. I'm coming to you this morning, and the Lord gave me a revelation, like what happened with Daniel when he disciplined himself through some time of fasting to seek the face of the Lord. From day one, when he started fasting and praying and seeking God, the Lord had him and released an angel with the answer to his prayers. And the Lord told me, because I know there are some who are in that period where Daniel was, the Lord has released an answer to his prayers. But yet, in the heavenly places, the angel has been intercepted. So to Daniel, it's like nothing is happening. To Daniel, it's like the heavens are brass. To Daniel, it's like God has not hearkened unto his prayers. To Daniel, it's like it's producing nothing. It's like there is nothing happening. But in the presence of God, an answer has been sent. The angel of the Lord has been released. And I want this house to know that the angel of the Lord has been released in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord sent me to tell you this morning that if you know, it's like if you can see what I am seeing, you have every reason to rejoice and to be happy. Hallelujah. There must be a celebration in this house. There must be a celebration. I want us to stand up. Look at the shofar. We just want to celebrate. Because, see, let's stand up to our feet. We want to celebrate this morning. Because the Lord has sent answers for us. The only difference is you cannot see. You can look. Elisha's young man. You are like Gaza, who sees all the world is doing, and he's not seeing what God he has done. Listen to me. Gaza is waking up in the morning. He wants to go and fetch some water and serve Elisha. But what happens? He comes down the mountain and he sees the enemy all over the valley, and he's come to capture them. And he looks at that and he says, I lost my master. We are in trouble. We are going to be destroyed. But Elijah is in a different atmosphere altogether. And as the young man runs to Elijah to report what the enemy is doing. This is the report upon some of our mouth this morning. We are looking at the damage that the devil has done to our families. We are looking at the damage that the devil has done to our marriages. We are looking at the damage that the devil has tried to do with our children. That the devil has tried to do with every other thing that pertains to us. With our businesses. With our friends. Then we say, unless we are perishing. But Elisha, because he sees into the spirit realm, when the enemy is all over, like they are in the valley and they have nowhere to go. But Elisha is seeing chariots of fire released from the presence of God. Released from the presence of the Almighty. Come on, let us celebrate and let us the
Oh, shaka. We may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we started forth, the Lord says in the first one, in the second one, in the third one, in the fourth one, it's a time of great joy. Why? Because the Lord has given us victory. Hallelujah. When Elijah prayed and said, Lord, open the eyes of the young man. Then the Lord opened his eyes and he saw chariots of fire. And he saw a great army of the Lord. And when that happened, what did Elisha do? He climbed down the mountain. The battle was won already. He climbed down the mountain. And he went in their midst. And he says, guys, what do you want? And he says, no, you know, let me take you to where Elisha is. Are you listening to me? Let me take you to where Elisha is. And they are all blindfolded and they are walking with Elisha. And when he says, Lord, now open their eyes, they were surrounded by the army of Israel. Are you listening to me? Whatever is threatening your life, I see angels of the Lord surrounding that, and they are giving you victory. Wherever you are, the angel of the Lord is giving you victory. Your enemy is trapped, not you. You are not the victim. Hallelujah. You are not the victim. Why? Because the Lord has given victory. And he says, these are moments of truth. And what I'm delivering to you now is truth. The Lord revealed this to me when I was praying for this moment that the Lord is giving us this whole weekend and this morning to you, House of Ministries. God has given us victory. Hallelujah. In every area, and I want you to understand that from this time on up to the end of the year, it will be testimony after testimony of what the Lord has done with our families, of what the Lord has done with our children, of what the Lord has done with our health, of what the Lord has done with everything that pertains to us. Hallelujah. Let me bring you into proper perspective of what has happened as we have been engaged in these times. Okay, we want to open again into our Bibles in Isaiah 58 from verse 6. Isaiah 58 from verse number 6. And we want to look at what the Lord has done for us and every one of us. Has got every reason to rejoice. Let's go to verse 6. Hallelujah. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness. To undo the band of the yoke. To let the oppressed go free, and that you may break every enslaving yoke. Are you listening to me? I've seen these things happening in our midst when we were engaged in those prayers, in those fastings throughout the year. When we started the first one, when we went for the second one, when we went for all those times of prayers, what has happened? The bonds of wickedness have been broken. They have been loosed. Are you listening to me? Some of you have been struggling with a lot of addictions. And I declare this morning that that addiction is gone. In the name of Jesus Christ. The bonds of wickedness have been broken. Are you listening to me?
This is what has happened. This is what has happened. What you have struggled with, the issues that have bothered your family, only the power of God has worked to destroy that. You are going to see love, peace and harmony and cooperation between husband and wife, because the bond of wickedness has been broken in the name of Jesus Christ. All of a sudden there is agreement. All of a sudden you are seeing the same thing. Why? Because we have focused so much on the negatives that the enemy has done, and we have not been able to see what the Lord has done. I have known and understood what everything that the hand of the enemy has done, the hand of the Lord can reverse completely. To undo the bands of the yoke. You see, there are yokes that the enemy has been putting over our lives, and we are struggling with yokes. Are you listening to me? I've seen this throughout the body of Jesus Christ. There is a time that every serious God-seeking child of God has been going through a place of constriction, has been going through a place of, it's like you were pressed into a corner and you were wondering where the Lord is. You have prayed all you can pray, you have believed all you can do, but the enemy was like has pressed you into a corner. But I saw in the Spirit of the Lord every yoke that the enemy has been using to keep you in bondage was being broken in the name of Jesus Christ. To let the oppressed go free, and that you may break every yoke. This is a season of break free, where you have broken free from every enslaving yoke of the enemy. And many of you are going to believe what I'm saying this morning when events are overtaking you. Because as I speak now, you are so much used to fighting the devil. Are you listening to me? The Lord told me, you know, it's not always time to fight the devil. This is a time to celebrate what the Lord has done. Some of us seem to have a lot of faith in what the devil can do than having a lot of faith in what God can do. Hallelujah. Why do you always think that the devil has got the upper hand in your life? Why can't you believe to see what God is doing in your life? It's like that lady, the Shunammite lady. Okay. When the man of God was now passing through her place, because what she had done, she had built an upper room for the man of God and put a table and a chair, so that when the man of God passes through, he would always rest and you always find refreshment in her place. After she has done that, the man of God comes around, Elijah, and he says, What can we do? What must I say to the king on your behalf? You have done so much good. So my God wants to reward you. You know, the Bible says so, that God will not forget all the good that we have done for his household. All the good we have done for his kingdom. And then the woman says, I'm happy with my family and my people. I don't need anything. She had come to coexist with her problems. She had come to believe that the
problems she has, they are permanent. They are a permanent feature of her life. Then Gehazi says, "My master, this woman and the husband do not have children." You know, it took the servant of the Lord to speak on her behalf. But she was okay with her situation and circumstances. She managed to say, "This is for me permanently." And if you are in that space, I want to tell you, God has a surprise for you. God has a surprise for you. She was in that space. And the servant of the Lord went on to say, they don't have a child, and the husband is very old. Hallelujah. And then the man of God says, by this time next year, there will be a child in this house. I want to declare to somebody, by this time next year, that impossible has become possible. Are you listening to me? Your impossible has become very possible. God spoke to Jeremiah and says, ask him, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, come on somebody. I wish you could see what I'm seeing. I wish you could come to the plane that I aim, at the level that I aim, and seeing what the good Lord has done for this house. Hallelujah. And sure to the word of the Lord, she had a son from the Lord. Are you listening to me? Even when the man of God said that, he says, man of God, don't bring trouble to my house. Don't try to cause me to believe. I have believed and I got tired of believing. I know what I'm talking about. You can be in the place where you have believed and have gotten tired of believing. And you think it's not your portion. But I'm here to declare, as a servant of the Lord, that the Lord has a surprise for you. That the Lord is turning and shifting things for you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are still in Isaiah 58. I want to show you something. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Right. We are going down to the... We read chapter verse 6. Verse 7, okay, verse 7 just gives us instructions of what we should have been doing from the first the prayers we had. You know, it is time to divide our bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house when you see the naked that you have covered him and that you have hid not yourself from the needs of your own flesh and blood. Right. And this is what the Lord is saying to this house. Then shall your light break forth like the morning. It's morning. It's dawn time for somebody here. Your light is breaking forth. Your light is breaking forth. I declare this in the name of Jesus. Your light is breaking forth. Come on, say, my light is breaking forth. It is dawn in my life. Are you listening to me? Yes. Then your life will break forth like in the morning, and your healing and restoration and the power of your new life shall spring forth speedily. 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 Spring forth speedily. Your righteousness. Your rightness, your justice, and your relationship with God, whatever you God, shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Hallelujah. Are you listening to that? This is how God has answered our prayers. This is how God came through for us when we did the 12-day fast, the 12-hour fast, when we did the 72-hour fast. The Lord has responded in that regard. And to some of you who didn't know, He has sent me this morning so that you can begin to see and believe what the Lord has done. Because the Bible says, how can they believe if there is no preacher? And how can they preach if day has been not been sent. Hallelujah. And I'm here to announce to this house what the good Lord has done for us. In the name of Jesus, you need to be rejoicing, O house of ministries. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Ah, Shakabo Sakai. Retebebe Sakai. There is your call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and you will say, here am I. If you take away from your midst, yokes of oppression, wherever you find them, the finger pointed is called towards the oppressed or the godly. And every form of false, harsh, unjust, wicked speaking. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Are you seeing this? I want you to stand up. I want you to begin to rejoice in the Lord and to be joyful in the Lord. This morning I did not come to preach, but this morning I came to declare. This morning I came to so that you can open your eyes and see what the good Lord has done. And I can see some are already jumping, some are already rejoicing. Yeshua. Oh. Oh. Ikabo sai takana masaka. Ritabo saka. Yes, rejoice. Because the Lord has visited your household. Because the Lord is turning your impossible situation into possible. Shabababa. Ritabo saka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm seeing breakthrough for somebody who has had his situation and things locked up for so many years. And the Lord has come through for you because He is God. Because you have been faithful and you have joined in, you have participated in fasting and praying with the rest of the others. And you are in that season where even if you are new in this place, you were not involved in these times of fasting and praying, you know, because you have come to an atmosphere. Hallelujah. Saul, he has never prophesied in his life, but when he is amidst the prophets, all of a sudden he begins to prophesy. Why? Because he is in an atmosphere of prophecy. He is in a territory of prophecy. Things are just happening because you are in this place right now, right here, and the word of the Lord is resounding. Don't let the devil try to tell you don't qualify. No, you qualify not because of what you have done, but you qualify because of what Jesus has done for us. Jesus Christ has done it for us. Shababasaka. Ribababasaka. Jesus has done for us. It's not about what you can ever do. Yes, because the Bible says, our righteousness is as filth rags before Him, but His righteousness is our righteousness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I sense there are some few who can only believe if we have laid hands on you. And we are here. My hands are itching. Because I know the Lord is doing it for you. My hands are itching to be laid on somebody's life. Because I want to help you in your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. So that you can receive what the Lord has released right now. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? My hands are itching to be laid on some white head somewhere. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Come on, child of God. He has done it for us. You are here and you are saying, I just want... Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Already some people, he's bringing him in, and you don't have to wait. When the waters have been stirred, you must jump in and grab what belongs to you. Shabababasaka. Yes, come as we pray for him. Come. You want to be prayed for. You want us to lay hands, Dr. Harry, come. You want us to lay hands on you. Because I saw this, and the Lord showed me stuff happening in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, I believe in the mystery of the laying on of hands. We lay hands and stuff begin to happen. Yes, we have the authority. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are moving in the authority that the Lord has given to us. Yes, I saw things changing in your life. I saw things changing in your health. I saw the Lord doing great stuff for us.
If you just speak Afrikaans, kerk. Daar was vandag 'n massiewe breuk deurbraak in jou lewe gewees. Elke mens wat ek hier al vat, sien ek net die prophetic and the apostolic standing up. Ek kom staan, Here Jesus, teenoor die gees van minderwaardigheid. I stand against the spirit of inferiority. You're not thinking that you're good enough. God says, and be counted. Daar die gees van minderwaardigheid en voel jy is nie goed genoeg nie. Kyk jou lewe uit nou. As jy voel jy gaan uitstoot. Stand up. Stand up, Lord. God, ek staan op in 'n nuwe gees. Die wêreld wag vir jou. Sien daai apostolic ding net kom. Ek sien die breakthrough. Ek sien 'n maand en twee. Ek sien die 10de maand extending into the 11th. I see the 11th extending into the 12th maand. Of the glory of God. En onthou een ding, ons gee hom nie vir mekaar nie, dit is van Jesus Christus. Moet nooit eer, don't ever give honor at the end about what happened here, what happened there, what's happening here. We are just all human.
Amen.
With the most wonderful spirit of Christ Jesus inside of you.
Inside of us. Amen.
So my word to you today is let us stand out. Go out and change the world. Die wêreld wag vir jou bediening. The ministry that Holy Spirit is putting into you is expecting you, because one day he will come back and says, I have given you five. How many are you bringing back? Amen.
Thank you.
Die minderwaardigheid, inferiority, I'm not good enough spirit, stop vandag in die kerk. You believe it? I will wipe it out. I will wipe it out this afternoon. You are worthy. Because Christ Jesus in you can exalt. He has just been saying to us, I have broken the yoke.
Oh, yes.
I've put you into a new dimension.